بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Two nights ago we discussed in this kitab Discourses on Allah Consciousness. These are bayans by Shafiq al-Ummah, the Mu'ana, Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Khalifa Hazrat Mu'ana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah was the Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. So the silsila is the same as our silsila and of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. So Haji Farooq Sahib gave this bayan the reality of taqwa. This was Monday, the first Muharram, 1395, corresponding to 4th January 1976. How many years ago?
50 years ago.
About 50 years ago. This bayan was after Fajr Salah, about 40 minutes after Fajr Salah in Sakkar. With the first bayan that we read from this kitab, Reality of Tariqah, the Road to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, companionship of a Shaykh Kamil and the ingredients a person should have within him to get to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, as it has explained already what is bay'at about it. Bay'at comes from bay'at, that now you have sold yourself. You have sold yourself, you're like a person, a mayyit, the janaz in the hand of the one giving the ghusl. Now you will make ittila' and ittiba', you will inform the Shaykh and you will follow the nasihat. And different types of bi'at also. So, there are four types. But the shari'i bi'at is the one that a person takes bi'at. This is the desired relationship. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is found in our pious elders. So what is the shari'i bi'at? To take practice on the injunctions of sharia and to remain constant in the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a kullu muti'in fahuwa dhakirun. Whoever is in the obedience of Allah is regarded to be a dhakir. He's in dhikr right now. He's eating food. But according to sunnah, then in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's making dhikr right now. Always enjoying his food. He's having intimate moment with his wife. And they also according to sunnah, within the parameters of sharia, du'as should be read, etc. Then in the eyes of Allah, he's in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these things, although a person might not be conscious of Allah, this is the highest level. As we mentioned today also, the highest level is Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam. Allah ta'ala blessed them that every moment of their life, they're conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. For us, the level of consciousness is a ni'mat of Allah. Allah gives it, alhamdulillah. But our level to be muttaqi, to be pious, to have taqwa, is that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then a person is regarded to be a dhakir. So he fulfills the commands of Allah, injunctions of sharia, and remains constant in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we'll read the next bayan, the reality of taqwa. Why taqwa also? Because this is the month of taqwa. What we have come for is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah ta'ala wants you by fasting that you get taqwa, that you get the reality of taqwa, to abstain from the disobedience of Allah, to abstain, to avoid all those things that will incur the wrath and the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and to stay away from those things. And that can only be done with tawfiq ilahi. When Allah ta'ala gives tawfiq, then a person can get this taqwa in him. But he has to understand, for so this taqwa, I'm doing it right, and I want this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the reality of taqwa, how to get it, where to get it, what are the fruits of taqwa, what are the benefits of taqwa? So this is why we have come to study, to understand. As it mentions, we come for the sake of ta'lim, that my knowledge increases. I know about my sharia. I know more now how to please my Allah. Now I know more how to please my Allah, how to please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my islah takes place. That my knowledge increases, and also the Islam reformation of my heart and my habits becomes better, and I get closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's a very simple process. Sometimes we feel like there's so many things, where do I start from? It's simple. My knowledge increases about Allah. Now I recognize a bit more of Allah ta'ala sifat, attributes, how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and islah. I rectify my amal, rectify my iman, ibadat, akhlaq, muamalat, muasharat, my social interaction, my business dealings. One thing is coming right. And they say, once you come onto the obedience of Allah, a good deed pulls a good deed. It pulls the next good deed. Is that there our person comes here and he just, they say that he listens only, but there's no niyyah to make amal. So he just stuck now on the branch, doesn't get to headquarters. Stuck on the branch, doesn't get to headquarters. He's sitting in the branch, the local branch. Headquarters is somewhere else. There you go, the ikram is different. Reception is different. So here now, Hazrat says also in the same way, that a person comes but doesn't have the true desire. It's like a person now, that who is giving azan only. It's a lot of virtue. Muazzin will have the longest necks on the day of Qiyamah, so I want to become a perpetual Muazzin. But azan is for namaz. Perform, no, I'll give azan only. All day azan. Oh, he had the reward of making wudu. So whole day making wudu. But what about namaz? So you stuck now in the branches, the local branch office, doesn't go to headquarters. Go to headquarters and see what you'll enjoy over there. So the islah. Islah, or reformation of my habits, my thoughts, my mind, and my heart, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. O believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those people who have believed, who have brought iman, fear Allah, ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remain with the truthful ones. So one is iman, then to be conscious and to have the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and wakunu ma'a sadiqeen, and to stay and to be with those that are truthful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala inna taqwa hauna wa ashara ila sadrihi. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that listen, taqwa is here. And he gestured and he made a sign towards his heart. Taqwa is here. It's in the heart. So listen, taqwa is here, and he pointed towards his chest. By the inspiration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings of my Shaykh, I wish to say something about the reality of taqwa in the special assembly, the special majlis. When our Hazrat Wala, Mawla Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayh, came to Sakhar, which is in Pakistan, and Mawla Masihullah Khan Sahib was in Jalalabad in India, UP. So when he came to Sakhar, he spoke on the above blessed verse in one of his majalis. He said, there are three parts to this verse. There are three parts to this verse. First one is iman. That is, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. That ittaqullah, then taqwa. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ مَعِيَّةَ صَادِقِينَ مَعِيَّةَ مَعِيَّةَ means to be together. Companionship. So مَعِيَّةَ صَادِقِينَ. There is a unique bond and correlation amongst these three parts. This verse addresses the believers, Ya أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah is calling out to you. So this verse addresses the believers. They are the ones who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a special address. Hazrat calls it a royal address. You have the highest form of anything a person can have in this world is iman. Leave all the degrees, it's the highest degree. You have iman, the degree of iman. Allah Ta'ala is calling you by that degree. And then you get specialist in iman also. The super specialist in iman. But Allah Ta'ala is listening all together, O people of iman. But this is a very special royal address. Look at the love with which they are addressed. Allah Ta'ala is addressing them with love. What does it mean? That Allah Ta'ala is calling you, O people of iman. Why affection and love? That who do you believe in? You believe in me. So I love that so much, I'm calling you by that also. Oh my lover. Then somebody calls you, oh my lover. Only the beloved, that you are my lover. I know you love me. And I love you also. So Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe in me, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe in me, O you who believe in my beloved, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been blessed with the wealth of iman. This is why we are addressed in this manner. Person listens to this in Quran Sharif, when he's reading it, when Taraweeh, how he become overwhelmed. Allah is calling me. Said, oh, the one that believes in me, you believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You my beloved. I love you. Believe in me. How many a person tells the family or the wife, you don't trust me. Why you don't trust me? How come you don't have confidence in me? But a person feels now, but bad, or a partner also. So long I'm working in the company, you still don't trust me. Ya Allah Ta'ala says, you already believe in me, I trust you, you have iman. It's a royal address. Whenever we come across this type of address, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, O those who believe in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then each believer must think to himself, this address is specifically for me. Allah Ta'ala is calling out to me. So I must listen what Allah Ta'ala is saying. His special address to me, telling me directly, in between me and him, right, what Allah wants to tell me right now, what he wants me to do. Look at the joy and the delight in such presence of mine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, fear Allah. Oh, the one that believes in me, and my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah is saying, become conscious of me. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remain in the company of those who are true and resolute in their deen, whose external and internal conditions are the same. The external and internal conditions are the same. Zahir and batin. Zahir, the external. Batin, the inside. Are both the same. Once a person went in the company of Mawlana Manzoor Nu'mani Sahib and Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Mia Rahmatullah Ali, two great giants of the time. Mawlana Ali Mia Sahib, Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Mia Rahmatullah Ali, wrote many kitabs that we teach in Darul Ulum wa Qasasun Nabiyyin and many of the kitabs. He was the one that gave the bayan in Burma, where he mentioned, now I see dark clouds over Burma. Allah Ta'ala made him a great mufakkir, historian, real thinker of the time. And his knowledge of the seerat and Islamic history was profound. So they were sitting together, Ali Manzoor Nu'mani and Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Mia Rahmatullah Ali, just to understand what a personality he was also. We mentioned this many a times. 1999 in Ramadan, we were in Nizamuddin at the time in Jamaat, and then we got the news of his demise. It was the morning of Jumu'ah. He was reading his Surah Yasin and he passed away before Salatul Jumu'ah. Took his ghusl, cleaned up everything. And he had a habit of reading so many Yasin on the day of Jummah for the Marhumin. Their condition, he passed away. Upon his demise, the alan, an announcement was made in Haramain Sharifain, the Sheikh Abul Hasan has passed away in India, we'll perform his janazah in both harams. We'll perform his janazah in both harams. Body is there, permissible for them to perform janazah in absentia. Or they performed his salatul janazah. When is to have the washing of the Baytullah, the Ka'batullah, they should call him also. They used to call him also, he was a Hassani, from the family of Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So they both were sitting together, Mawla Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi and Mawla Manzoor Nu'mani. So a young alim came and he addressed them and he told them that I wish to compile a kitab or three kitabs, condense all the works of Hazrat Talmi rahmatullahi alayhi into three kitabs. That will be such powerful kitabs, will be enough for the hidayat of a person and his islah. But I need some sponsor donations. He said, we'll sponsor it. Bismillah, go ahead. So a lot of work he did. Got the kitabs, prepared everything. Went for publishing. Got to the bookshops. And people began to buy. Then after some time, he met them again. And they asked him that, how is the kitabs going? He said, is that what I thought it will be? People aren't reading so many kitabs nowadays. So they began to speak between the two of them. And at that time, Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was the second Amir of Tabligh. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had given him such fikr of deen and such a way of presenting deen to the people. He said with his father, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahimahullah, when he would give bayan and da'wat, he would only speak about the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. The stories of Anbiya, Nuh alayhi salam, Qawmi Aad, Qawmi Thamud, Qawmi Shu'aib, all these. أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ. How do we give da'wat? How do we give da'wat? People oppose them. When they gave the da'wat, first of all, لا يسمعون. People didn't hear. They didn't want to listen to them. After they heard them, ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَ. They rejected the da'wat. Then يستهزئون. Then they mocked the Nabi of the time. They made a mockery of him. Then finally, they decided to kill the Nabi. Then Allah's azab came. He would open up all these topics of Quran Sharif. And then his son, Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahimahullah, he wrote the kitab Hayatul Sahaba. When he would speak now, he would speak the lives of Sahaba in detail, as if he was one of them, like he knew them. And what a beautiful kitab he wrote also. Many kitabs he wrote in fiqh and hadith also. So these two mashayikh, Mawlana Manzoor Sahib, Mawlana Manzoor Nu'mani rahmatullahi, and Mawlana Abul Hasan Al-Miya rahimahullah, they were discussing that these three kitabs are such beautiful kitabs, the teachings of the Thani rahmatullahi. But how come between themselves, how come everyone is listening to Muhammad Yusuf? All are running behind him. Anyway, he's going, giving bayan, everybody is there. Whole dunya is running behind him. Can't understand it. Then one of them mentioned, it's understandable. So he mentioned, ke haqiqat ye hai ke Yusuf ka hal aur qal dono barabar hai. Yusuf ka qal aur hal dono barabar hai. Yusuf's inner condition and his condition and his qawl, what he's saying, are both equal. Is that just a show? What he's saying, he's living. Because of that, he has an effect when he speaks. Because he's living what he's saying. It's not just now speech. It's not just talk with lip service. But it's a reality of what he's saying. Therefore, people, it affects their heart and they are following him. It's mentioned about him also. As we read a few days ago, struggle. Person has to exert himself after struggling, traveling 1,000 kilometers, 1,000 miles. Then Allah Ta'ala inspires the person. Then in reality, the wealth now is back home. You say, Allah, now you're telling me, why you didn't tell me at home? You get after you struggle. You came all the way now, and the person who you thought will help you, now you find his janazah is coming out. After 1,000 miles traveling, and all your hopes are dashed. And now in his deem, Allah Ta'ala tells him the reality is, there's a lot of wealth in your backyard, so to say, your grandfather buried it there. Allah, you're telling me now only? I waited you to make the struggle, exertion. Now I'll reward you. So after exertion, Hazrat Jamala Muhammad Yusuf Rahim was mentioned about him, that between Nizamuddin Markaz and the home, his room, his house was just one door. Was so busy with taqaza of deen, they said at times he would only be able to go home after 6 months. Only after 6 months. Fikr of deen, taqaza of deen, jama'ahs coming, jama'ahs going. And when he passed away in his 40s, suddenly, and the janazah was brought, that time his respected mother was alive also. So it's mentioned that when they opened the coffin to see his face, and his mother told him that Yusuf, now you can rest. Now you can rest. Here you worked tirelessly for the ummah, up and down. Bayan, ishtimas, fikr, jama'ahs coming out, jama'ahs are coming. Now you can have sukoon, finally in the qabr. So Hazrat says over here, that Allah Ta'ala is saying, fear Allah. This fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not terror, not to be terrified. Fear with love. That I fear so much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I love to please Him, and I'm fearful that I mustn't displease Allah. This is the type of love. I don't want to displease my parents. I don't want to displease my wife. I don't want to displease my ustaz. Then it pains my heart. Ustaz is unhappy with me. My parents are unhappy with me. This is the fear we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to sit in the company of those who are true and resolute in their deen, whose external and internal conditions are the same, who practice in all the departments of Sharia to the full, they have become genuine believers in their constant practicing on the orders of the Sharia, and the true colors of deen are found in them. My Hazrat Wala, Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah said, two essentials result in a third essential. Two essentials, two things that are necessary, give birth to something that is, the third thing that also becomes necessary. For example, something which is beloved to one's beloved. Something which is beloved to one's beloved. Now we can think, who's my beloved? If something is beloved to her or to him, be an ustaz, be it a sheikh, be somebody I love. So is my beloved, if something is beloved to him or to her. So something which is beloved to one's beloved becomes beloved as well. Becomes beloved as well. So this is a rule of the Arabic language. As Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, I love my Shaykh so much that my heart desires to kiss the hands of even those of his family members who shave off their beards. I love them also because they are the family of my Shaykh. So I even would like to even kiss their hands also. This extreme muhabbat and love. Listen further. Taqwa is essential for iman. Taqwa is essential for iman. So ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah. So for iman, what is essential? That you have taqwa first. Taqwa is there. Then this will keep the iman alive in the heart. Taqwa refers to carrying out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders and abstaining from His prohibitions. Simple. That is taqwa. To refrain, to abstain from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to carry out the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person must constantly have this fear. It's a constant fear. I mustn't break the command of Allah. What is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now? When we learn the six sifat also, ilm and dhikr, Hazrat Jamal Muhammad Yusuf used to say that ilm actually means over here to have knowledge of the commands of Allah that is directed to me right now. Ya Allah, what do you want from me? Which you commonly we hear when you go in Jamaat. The third point is ilm. What is haram, halal, pak, na pak, jais, na jais? That everybody should know that. See, the actual maqsad of ilm is to know right now what is the command of Allah. Whether I go ahead with this or I don't go ahead with it. Whether I go there or I don't do it. Whether I consume this or don't consume this. So this is real knowledge and ilm. That to know right now what is the command of Allah and what is dhikr, to do it in the correct manner. In the sunnah tariqa, the sunnah method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is dhikr. So I know to do right now, what is the command of Allah, and to do it correctly, this is ilm and dhikr. You marry these two together, now you'll get taqwa. Now you get the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says over here, that a person must constantly have this fear, not to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the task which I am about to do permissible or not. Taqwa is compulsory, because iman is compulsory. Taqwa is, as you mentioned now, was beloved to the beloved, also becomes beloved to you. So, in the same way, Hazrat says now to understand the same usul and principle, because iman is compulsory, and for iman to remain you need taqwa, taqwa also becomes compulsory. Just like iman. Just as iman is necessary for salvation, taqwa also will be necessary. And thus, in order to acquire one compulsory element, which is iman, that's compulsory. Then we mentioned, because iman necessary to keep that alive, we need taqwa. So Hazrat says now, thus in order to acquire one compulsory element, the other compulsory element, taqwa, will also become compulsory. Alright? Once iman will be protected through taqwa, and taqwa will be protected through righteous company. But that also becomes compulsory. Because to keep taqwa now, how am I going to keep taqwa? There through righteous companionship. But that also becomes compulsory. First of all, taqwa can never be firmly established without righteous companionship. Continuity in taqwa, continuity in taqwa. For taqwa to remain, person is afraid Ramadan will now come to an end. How do I keep this level of taqwa now? I'm sitting in the masjid, it's easy, alhamdulillah. Nothing haram around me. Allah Ta'ala saves on the cell phone also. It's easy to be muttaqi. Now I'm avoiding disobedience of Allah, zati haram. Very easy. I want to step out. Now the reality starts. I say, Ya Allah, how do I protect my iman now? How do I protect my iman? Now you need taqwa. Ramadan for taqwa. And to get the taqwa, what do you need? Right companionship of righteous people. So this continuity in taqwa is essential for the continuity of one's iman. Are you following my thought pattern? I know people are tired right now, but exert your mind a little bit, inshallah. We had refreshments just now, refreshments. Supposed to refresh us. So to become refresh yourself, you need refreshments. So, it's compulsory for everyone, it's compulsory. What will be the outcome? I must be refreshed now. So I can listen, I can process. So continuity in taqwa, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, is essential for the continuity of one's iman. If you want iman till maut, you have to have taqwa. The Thani rahmatullah alayh, and continuous righteous companionship is essential for the continuity of taqwa. This is tartib. So for the taqwa to remain, I need to be in constant good company. Company is such an important thing, such an important thing. Ask the youngsters. Al-mar'u ala dini khalili. That a person is upon the religion and way of his friends. How many a youngster, oh mashallah, schooling, career, he was a good boy. Hazrat mentioned many times. Oh, I come metric here now, and they're having one party. Come, you have to come, you have to come. This goes, this puts his guard, lets his guard low. Now all the friends are here. Before he knows somebody, he saw something green, just try it. Just try it. And it is nothing serious. I can handle it. And he just takes one puff and finish. Life is destroyed. Just that company for that few moments, his whole life is 20 years, 25 years, marriages are gone, business is gone. Just at one time only. If only taqwa could be like that. That just one majlis, alhamdulillah, and my life is made. Hafiz Patel Sahib Rahimahullah, Amir of UK, he would say to the Satis, he said, do one gush, proper gush, a proper usul, proper fikr. He said, the one proper gush with all the usul, fikr and dhikr that starts the night before, from tahajjud time. Already you woke up, tahajjud, crying, rona, dona, took a sadqa, protected your eyes, your iman, your taqwa, and you made dua for the ummah, and now you came for gush. He says, 5 minutes gush. The proper usul, like Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, will be enough for your own hidayat. Enough for the humanity. But do it properly, where the heart is crying for hidayat. heart is peering for hidayat, and Allah will make it happen. From where people will get hidayat, you can't even imagine it also. So here also Hazrat says, so this is the company only. So continuous righteous company. As the Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, until now, the pious elders had said, the righteous companionship is compulsory. Righteous companionship is compulsory. I am going one step forward, the Talmud says, Rahmatullah Ali. I am going one step forward and saying that it is farz-e-ayn. The compulsory, I regard it to be farz-e-ayn. Meaning now, that without good company, how you going to adopt taqwa, how you going to come onto iman, and the amal of iman, then you can understand that a person can have all the knowledge in the world, but he can't make it for namaz. Then he says, I don't need a sheikh. I'll come right. But salah, the simple first injunction after iman is salah, but I can't make it for that. So Hazrat says, you need companionship. Then the taqwa will come. How can I miss it? How can I avoid missing it? I need to make it there. I need to make it there. Then the iman will be renewed, refreshed. Then the amal of iman will come. The Hazrat says, I go one step forward and I say that it is farz-e-ayn to keep good company, compulsory in every believer. Experiences of over 1,400 years show that anyone who desired Allah's pleasure and wanted to become His close friend did so through righteous companionship. We have not found any proof where a person became a close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pious company. We haven't found anywhere. For more than 1,400 years, we haven't found anybody that made it without somebody. It had to be, that is why Quran says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah guide us to the straight path. Then Allah Ta'ala, Quran is tafsir of Quran Sharif. Some ayat make tafsir of some ayat. So Allah Ta'ala says that, yeah, we make dua, Allah gives us the straight path. Then Allah Ta'ala makes tafsir, Sirat al-Ladina, the path of those people whom you have favored. So Kitabullah is saying that to get taqwa of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, you need the Rijalullah. Kitabullah, the Quran of Allah is saying that you need the men of Allah to maintain your taqwa. Because you're not going to get it on your own. In order to recognize a righteous person, in whose company we are ordered to remain, a person must sit in his company for about 10 to 20 majalis. This companionship with him must reduce the person's desire for this world. He sits there, gets inspired. Now I want to spend more time in the path of Allah. Dunya is on its place now. As they say, the hands are busy with dunya, but the heart is busy with Allah. He's already planning, tonight is majlis, tonight is gush, tonight is program, always in dunya, but he's checking the time now. This now is zuhur, this now asr, the shab guzari will begin. I want to get away from here now. There's no more enjoyment, I'm doing it. Halal, rozi Allah is given, I make shukr to Allah. But is that my purpose of my life? Purpose of my life is to reach my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this companionship with him must reduce the person's desire for this world, increase his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking at the righteous person must cause him to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His speech must increase one's knowledge. Remaining with him must increase one's desire for good deeds. And he must have obtained a permission to induct murids from a qualified sheikh. Meaning the sheikh also, as we mentioned now, لا تتخذه بابا بل لا بابا له. That person doesn't have a father. How can you make him your father? Where he came from? You say he fell from the popo tree. How come? He says, I'm your father. Where you came from? And who's your father? He says, how can you take somebody your sheikh when he doesn't have a sheikh also? But advertising in the local gazette, as I said, Hakim Saab mentioned also in Karachi, the Subrandas came advertising. They were signing up murids. Anybody who wants to come will sign you up, make you a murid. So take him now who has also a sheikh. Someone might object and say, we frequent the close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we still experience the desire to commit sins. Happens to everyone. We're going there, people say, wait, you're running there. This chuhe ki tara baithte ho. Like rats you are sitting there. What you are getting? And people used to say it was the Thami Rahmatullah Ali. Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah Ali. He would say to his friends, that tum log waha bhaagte ho, wo chuhe ki tara waha baithte ho, kya milte? He said, you go, they sit like rats, like mice. By the Thami, what you getting over there? He said, you come also. He said, no, I'm not coming. All the zikr and all we don't make. He said, come. He was a great mufassir of Quran Sharif, written tafsir of Quran also, renowned alim. So he said, you come to Thana Bhawan also. Anyway, he convinced him. Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullahi convinced him and he came. And when he sat in the majlis, Hazrat Thani opened tafsir. And he was an expert in tafsir. And when he heard the tafsir ilhami, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tafsir, then he was just overwhelmed. He was blown aback. He says, as if I heard this for the first time in my life. And then Hazrat Thani says, tonight we can spend the night. He also said, I'll stay the night. I'll stay the night. And you sleep with me in my room. Then he said, but Hazrat, I'll stay, but don't get me up and I don't do all the shagal and zikr and all that. No problem, you sleep. So he slept the night. Slept the night, and those that were non-ulama, usually they'll benefit more also. And then by early morning, 2:30, 3 o'clock, he hears some shuffling, people waking up, etc. And then this little soft zikr started, so he woke up and he sees everything happening. And then the sweetness came. He said, how can I sleep? Made wuzu also, started his tahajjud, and he just joined with the zikr, slowly, slowly. Hazrat Thani saw him, didn't tell him anything. Then in the morning after Fajr, Ishraq, etc., now it's time to go have a rest. Like how? I take off, go have a rest. But now he is walking up and down the Sahen area. See, sir, what's the problem? He says, can't sleep. He says, why? He says, I'm waiting for tahajjud again. I'm waiting for tahajjud, it was intoxicating. It was intoxicating, I'm waiting for that hour again to talk to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who will have change up. There was no more chuhiki dara. What you're doing there like rats and mice. Just sitting over there. He said, now I understand what you're getting from here. This company of the righteous, what is put in my heart, now I can't explain it. It was intoxication and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we still experience the desire to commit sins. A reply to this is that such a desire will certainly be experienced. It's normal. Hazrat says also that for the thought of sinning to come into the heart is normal. It will come. The heart is ammaratun bisu, the nafs. It commands with evil. Then as you carry on working on the nafs, it becomes a lawama. It will rebuke you. Why are you thinking like this? Why you slipped up? Now you feel terrible. You feel terrible. Then as you go on, sitting in the company, then the hearts affect hearts. The hearts affect hearts. And how it affects it, you only will know is happening also. They're sitting in the company, Hazrat says to, when you're sitting like this in a gathering, then he says, is that only about the Shaykh? It's those that have come with desire and talab. See, each person comes with his own wattage. 20 watts, 50 watts, 100 watts, 1000 watts of iman, taqwa, amal, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They put all this wattage together, it becomes a beam. Becomes a beam to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and it begins to shine like a star. And it draws the rahmat of Allah. It's all the hearts put together. Yadullahi ala al-jama'ah. Allah's assistance and help is with a jama'at of people. That's why we get together. So we draw the rahmat of Allah. Who came, what talab, what desire, what qurbani, we don't know. One person, like how Hazrat Shaykh had mentioned in Fazaili Hajj, that on the plains of Arafat, there was a great wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he fell asleep during Wukufi Arafah, the greatest day in the year. And in his dream, he sees a vision that two angels are discussing, one asking the other, how many hajjis today in the place of Arafah? So other one says 600,000. How many accepted? Nobody. Oh, he woke up with a shock. Yeah, nobody's. Ah, he made fervent dua, cried to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then he fell asleep again. Then he sees the vision again, the malaika talking. They're continuing. Then they say, no, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala looked at them again. And amongst them, there were six that were sincere. And for every one of those six, Allah Ta'ala accepted 100,000. Allah's rahmat. All got accepted because of six. So who's accepted banda over here? وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَأْخِرِينَ. The tafsir of that, of the Shafi'i Sahib mentions also, Allah Ta'ala knows who's going ahead, who's remaining behind. From there also he proves, Abu Ustaz mentioned to us, that Allah Ta'ala knows who's going ahead, who's remaining behind. That's why sometimes when it comes to Salah, we put our seniors in front. We put our asatiza in front. Put them in front of the hope, Ya Allah, their salah is better than mine. Their salah is accepted, I get accepted. Some ulama have the opinion that no, you must stand your place. You mustn't move. And most of ulama or elders say, put the elders in front. Their seniority, their taqwa, their refraining from guna and sin. Inshallah, I will get also checked in. My name will come out right also with their name. For the desire will be there to commit sin. So Hazrat mentions now for the thought to come into the mind is not a sin. The thought to come into the mind to do sin is not a sin. To bring the thought, that is sinful. As long as the thought came on its own, you don't entertain it, but it's still lingering in your mind, there's no guna until you do the sin. Then only, then too, there's still a time, a gap, whether now you're going to make tawbah or not. Allah Ta'ala waits, possibly He'll make tawbah, He'll make tawbah. Don't write it yet. Don't write it yet. He might make tawbah. Doesn't make tawbah, then now that amal is sealed, meaning that bad deed is sealed, then he's written down. But he hasn't made tawbah yet, until he makes the tawbah. So for the thought to come is natural, it will come to mind. And Hazrat says, we don't have the strength to fight it off. The more you're going to try to fight it, the stronger he's going to become. So what do? Ignore it. Just ignore it. Think of something else. Hazrat Tabi Rahmatullah Ali says, when it comes like an avalanche, then I do the sin. He says, now get involved in something that is permissible and divert the mind. To the extent he says, do some buying and selling also. Do some buying and selling. You like to make money? Go make some money a little bit. Get involved in some trading. So the mind is diverted. The mind is, oh, you got some mubah permissible hobby of yours. Some mubah permissible hobby, some exercise, go do some exercise. So get the thought out of your mind. And then Hazrat mentioned also, he said, people feel now, Alhamdulillah, I'm progressing, I'm going ahead. So the thoughts of sins won't come to me anymore. He says, no, it'll come stronger. The closer you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the stronger the desire comes, and the carnal desire comes stronger in you. The carnal desires come stronger in you. As you become more pure, more clean, more dhikr, so people have the deception. Now why am I still getting these thoughts? Why am I still getting these thoughts? And what happens also? Before what wasn't happening, now these things are happening. Now there's more attraction. And now there's more desire. And now there's more calling from the other side also. Yeah, how is this happening? Then Allah Ta'ala shows you that with that level of taqwa Allah has given you, now such a level you come to, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to save you from that sin. You can't save yourself. You can't save your, Allah will save you. The inclination will come, and now Allah Ta'ala will divert you. Allah Ta'ala will take you away. Allah Ta'ala will keep you clean. So that will happen also. And then Hazrat Thami Rahmatullah Ali says, sometimes, mashallah, before I just used to slip like that, in a week, 2 weeks, now alhamdulillah I'm clean. 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, haven't gone to some porn site, haven't abused myself also, haven't used my hand, is it? Allah shukr. Allah did it. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاءٍ. We quoted the ayat before. The shaitan said, I'll attack them from the right, from the left, from the front, from behind. The shaitan said, Ya Allah, you'll find most of them being ungrateful to you. Yeah, Mufassirin say, that person who thanks Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, shaitan cannot overpower him. The shaitan said, most of them will be ungrateful to you. وَلَا تَجِدُوا. You will not find most of them to be grateful. So he said, I'll attack them, and most of them will be ungrateful. Person who is grateful to Allah, Allah Ta'ala will save him. So make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Constantly shukr to Allah. What is shukr? You're making our du'as before eating, sleeping. Allah, shukr to you. Shukr to you. All the time you're thanking Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will save that person. So the Tani Rahmatullah Ali says that a person progresses. And he says, at times Allah Ta'ala will allow him to skip also. Allah will allow him to slip also back into guna. Why? To save him from pride. To save him from pride, to show him you're still a slave. You're not some Allah wala. That you are controlling your nafs. No, no. I am allowing you to come for namaz. I am allowing you to get the first surf. I am allowing you to come for itikaf. It was that now you say Allah's fuzzle. Allah made a plan for me. Yeah, such Allah wala. Yeah. Yes, Allah made the plan. Alhamdulillah. But Allah Ta'ala wants to release. That's why they say, just picture yourself to be one puppet. That's what puppets were. You have strings. You control that puppet with the strings. If Allah Ta'ala just releases one string, what can we do? We can't look after ourselves also. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala will release the string of the brain and the head. Migraine. Ya Allah. What you're saying is my life. I'll do what I want. It's my body, it's my brain. Allah releases a little bit, but just one evening. Is your head? Sort it out. Can't sort it out. Now, it's my diet, it's my. Allah says, alright, no problem. You just release one string from your belly, stomach also, let it run a little bit. Carry on cheesy. Say, hey, not stopping. Is your stomach? Sort it out. You said, is your life? Now. Then you see how helpless I am. Yeah, Allah, my stomach I can't sort out. My head I can't sort out. Allah shows you muhtaj of me. You're completely in need of me. So Allah Ta'ala releases some time, Allah Ta'ala allows them to slip. And then on the slip also, so much of tawbah they make, they become the beloved of Allah. Like Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, where there one night of tahajjud, and he hears somebody telling him, sleep, sleep, don't make up, sleep. So he slept away. He missed his tahajjud after years. All day he cried. All day he cried, the next morning, somebody comes and shake him up, wake up, wake up. He says, Aji, what's this now? Wakes up, he says, Shaitan is there. Shaitan, he said, you waking me up for tahajjud? So I made you sleep last night. You made so much tawbah, you got more reward for tawbah than your tahajjud also. Where do you read the tahajjud? Where do you read tahajjud and don't get so much of reward so close to Allah and you're crying? So even that little crying, Allah, we slipped up. He allowed us so many years to do this amal, to do all the pious amal to please you. Now we slipped up. So Allah Ta'ala, that happened also. All these evil thoughts will come. Within our bodies we have semen, blood and stool. Yet we are considered to be pak and pure. But we have all this napaki within us. But no sooner any of these impurities come out of the specific places, we become impure. So there is so much of impurity within our bodies, yet we are pure. This shows that when we do not act on our desires and suppress them instead, we will develop the light and effulgence of taqwa. So we suppress it. Then the taqwa and the nur will come in the heart. Look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the acceptance in Allah Ta'ala's sight. They had the blessed companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yet they also experienced the desire to sin. It still came in there. They had their own memories, right, of the wine and the drinking and how they were enjoying the taverns. How they would drink, how they would enjoy it. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made haram upon them to use old utensils also. What they used to ferment their sharab and khamar and wine in. That has been haram and don't use it. Now, ta'allam al-iman, thumma ta'allam al-Qur'an. Sahaba would say, we learn iman for 13 years. Then we learn Qur'an Sharif. So, that level of iman, but then too. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you can't use dubba, hantum and all these type of utensils and these containers which was made of pumpkin and gourd, etc. They used to put tie in there and used to ferment the drinks. Don't use it. Why? The old memories will come again. Old memories will come again and then you might just slip up. But these are Sahaba. But then the thoughts would come. So, this happened to Sahaba radiallahu anhu. The desire came there, but through the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they were able to refrain and abstain. There is certainly some difficulty in suppressing one's desire to sin. It is difficult. It's not easy. Especially when the nafs is pounding. Nafs is pounding, the weekend has come, now the nafs is pounding, and you know the avenues, you know how to do it. Nobody will catch you. Now you know which way to move with it. So the nafs now is playing tricks. The nafs is playing tricks. However, this suppression and the subsequent light of taqwa, which is acquired, is so delicious. Then nothing of this world can compare with it. If a person claims that he never experiences the desire to sin, then such a person is not a man. Remember, the desire to sin can be suppressed, but cannot be terminated. It can be suppressed, but you can't take it out of your Allah Ta'ala made a person like that. One should not even try to put an end to it, or else he will drown himself. How beautifully as the teachers also. Don't make dua. That my kind of desires are troubling me. Can't get over the haram sides. And also masturbation and all haram things. I can't get over it. The Hazrat says, don't make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, destroy my nafs and carnal desires. Don't even make the dua. How are you going to get married then? Then you won't have lust and passion for your wife also. Ya Allah, give me so much of taqwa and your love that I can overcome my carnal desires. Dunya also, love for dunya permissible. Love of dunya is permissible. Yeah, how beautifully Hazrat says also. Don't make dua, ya Allah, remove the love of dunya from my heart. If nobody has love of dunya, what's going to happen? There will be no food. There will be no commodities. There will be no gurus. All say, no, we don't love dunya. We're sitting at home. Allah will send it. No, we will have to work. But ya Allah, your love must be more than my love of dunya. The love for you must be more than the love of 49%. Allah's muhabbat, 51%. Jaiz, halal, permissible. Once dunya gets 51%, now haram. That amount of dunya is haram, doesn't allow me to have taqwa, to make amal upon sharia, to go for salah, to go for programs. And that type of dunya now is infringing on my deen. So I got to balance it. So how to make dua also they teach us. The pious elders liken it to an exposed live wire. If a person touches it, he will be electrocuted. The treatment for evil thoughts is to disregard them. Just disregard them. Don't give it attention. That's the main thing. We are training the mind, even in namaz also. Can't keep concentration. Don't fight the thought. Just think now what you're supposed to be thinking. What happens? Shaitan gets you involved in what? Fighting the thought. Get it out. He said, don't even think about what you're thinking right now. Think of what you're supposed to be thinking of, standing before Allah. Like Dahaq was a comedian. So he planted a tree in front of his house. Planted a tree, a mango tree. So he said, told his wife, the children will come from madrasa and school, they'll climb the tree, they'll break it, and they'll have mangoes. Alright? Now before, kids used to have green mangoes and chili powder. I don't know if they have any more now. Alright? Oh, chili powder, and they put sugar in it also. Sometimes, and that's why you put it in the local paper, you put it and you eat it. So they break mangoes in the lead. So when he started bearing fruit, the kids came, climbed the tree, so the Haq was really looking from the window. They broke a few and then he opened and shouted, hey, get off the tree. So they ran away, laughing and jumping, hey, we got caught. He came second day again, he allowed them to climb up the tree, they broke a few more, he shouted again. I told him now, you left it for them, you left it for them to break, why are you chasing them away? He said, you don't know child psychology. So what you mean? If I leave them, they'll finish all, they won't come again. Like this now, every day is a thrill. It's a thrill, they'll come again, they'll see whether I'm around, they break a few. When I chase them, it's more enjoyment. They really enjoy, they come again tomorrow. Because they like to hear me shouting and chasing them. I'm not going to catch them. But the enjoyment of that whole thrill of it. So Hazrat says in the same way, when we fight the thoughts and shaitan, he enjoys it. Oh, he gave me attention. He gave me some attention. He's giving me, listening to me, he's trying to fight me. He can't fight me. What must I do? Ignore. Just ignore him. And think of what I'm supposed to be thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's totally, he'll lose hope also. Enough to lose hope. But we've got to train ourselves. It takes some time now to divert the mind and think of what I should be thinking right now. It's like a live wire. So this is the only treatment, disregard the thought. The demand and desire to sin will certainly exist. If you pay attention to it, it will stick to you just as a live wire gets stuck to you. The Thani Rahmatullah alayhi said, the word taqwa has two meanings in the Sharia. Has two meanings. Number one, abstain. And number two, to fear. Taqwa has two meanings. To abstain and to fear. One must abstain from sins and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is within one's will, just as eating and drinking are within one's will and choice that you can. You can avoid the sin, you can abstain and you can fear Allah. This is within you. This is what you can do. You must do that to the best. Fattaqullaha mastata'tum. As we mentioned also in the Jumu'ah Bayan, where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that fear Allah Ta'ala, fulfilling the haqq in the due right of taqwa. Then Allah Ta'ala says that fear Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to the best of your ability. Once you prepare yourself, you made the effort. How you made the effort? You went in the company of the pious. You went out in the path of Allah. You cried for taqwa. You made your effort now. That's the best of my ability. I did it. So Hazrat says too, after you made the effort of gaining taqwa, and then you slip, this will not be contrary to taqwa. Doesn't mean your taqwa broke. Doesn't mean your taqwa has broken because you tried your best. Now you slip. Now come back onto it now. Make dua and come back there. What happens? Shaitan says, now you slipped up after so many months. You're wasting your time. So he breaks you completely. But your taqwa is not broken. But the deception of shaitan and nafs. Now you thought, now 6 months I went well. I didn't have a problem. And I thought I was over this habit. I'm not going back to it. And the nafs, as I said, has enough anesthetic ointment. Carry on putting ointment. You're okay. Don't worry. You're okay. Don't have to go programs now. Don't worry. Don't have to go in the path of Allah. You're strong now, mashallah. You're a Shaykh Kamil on your own now. Even shaitan will take bad to you. And he'll make you feel like that also. What a Shaykh I am now. I know all the tricks of shaitan. And giving somebody the raghib also, giving him da'wah. The way you give him da'wah, the person will think, subhanallah, you some Shaykh of the time. I've been through everything. Ask me, I'll tell you. I got a background and I got everything. And I'll tell you. And before you know it, ya Allah, what happened here? I slipped up now. I slipped up. It's a continuous effort. He says, I fear and to abstain. So one must abstain from the sins and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is within one's will, just as eating and drinking are within one's will and choice. A person must think about the grave. Very important. How has it tells us also? Is that about just one? Fly a mosquito. It's a reality. Think about it. I go in tonight, whether here Allah, what's going to happen? Hazrat says, what they're going to do? They come with clubs. They come with clubs in their hand. Fiery eyes. Mob justice. With a club, they're going to clobber. And how they're going to hit? Ya Allah, I can't take hiding. I can't defend myself. From where and where the strikes are going to come from, it's a reality, it's going to happen. Hey, better give it up. It's something that is true. I don't want hiding. Nobody likes hiding. Umayyad Patel Sahib, you say, Rahmatullah Alayhi, person, you say, Maulana, hey, I can't give up that series. I can't give up the football. I love it. I grew up on the thing now. I can't give it up. F1 and racing and sports, I can't give it up. It's too difficult. I want to put the TV off, but I just can't put it off. Can't help it. Maulana says, so much muhabbat and love for the sports, for entertainment, everything else. He says, I can't just give it up. So Maulana says, no problem. So much of love. He said, you can't give it up. So you're watching your best movie, some series, or your best sports. You're waiting now for the certain match to take place. Finally now, you got all the stocks under you, and now it's going to be a long night. So you just put it on and it started. Nobody must disturb also. Nobody must disturb. See, at that moment, two chores and thieves got into the house. Got into your TV room, they put a gun on your head. Put the TV off. Say, brother, please, yeah, love me, show me. After that, you can blow my brains. The day you put it off, you say, how you put it off now? How you put it off now? You were thinking twice. What you said? I can't give it up. How you give it up? How you did it now? Because you saw the gun. The qabr must become like that. It's real. The qabr is there. I better put it off now. Like how that person mentioned also, he was traveling overseas. And he returned after his safar. He went to Mawlana Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahmatullah. Hazrat, your one majlis was enough to save me from zina. Your one majlis. So what happened? So it's temptation. I was alone in the country. Nobody knew me. Sitting in the hotel room. And the nafs was pounding. Nafs was pounding. Do it, go out, call her, bring her to the room. Just that few words of yours. What if, what if, what if, what if Malakul Maut comes now? Whole night I mentioned this, I made muzakara, what if it happens? What if tonight your maut is coming? What if? See, the whole night I pulled like that, Allah Pak saved me. Allah Ta'ala saved me and kept me pure and clean. That youngster also in Delhi, it's mentioned about him. Mentioned youngster studying ilm. That time the Darul Ulooms, there was no boarding, no accommodation. They would make their own arrangements. So he had one room in the masjid, in the back of the masjid. And at that time, in Delhi, there was riots. So a young girl was on the street that time. It was curfew time. And the riots began. So she ran for shelter. She ran into the masjid. And she just ran into his room. Got a shock. Who's this girl? Young girl, beautiful girl. And he's studying there now, student of deen. He said, please help me. They're going to kill me. They'll hurt me. He saw his, put his gaze down. Oof, what's this now? So, you can imagine now, nobody's around. He's all alone. He's a young girl at his mercy. She's fearful to leave outside. And to her now, he's the hero. He's look after me tonight. So what he did, he told her, sit behind me. So he had his desk, had his kitab. That time there were no lights, no electricity. He had a candle. He had a candle. So she took out the night there. The same room with him. The same room with him. And throughout the night, she observed that every now and then, as he is studying, he would stop and he put his finger into the flame. Put his finger into the flame. He'd get burnt and carry on studying. Then again he put his finger in the flame. The night passed, came morning, it was time to leave now, everything was safe. So she was about to leave. She said, I just got one question to ask you. What was this the whole night? Did you put your finger in the flame? So the test of the nafs, he broke down and he cried. He was tearing because it was so heavy on him to resist. Then he says, every time the thought came that she would turn around and look at you and do something, I put my fire in the finger reminding me the fire of Jahannam. Whether I burn here a little bit, then burn there. That saved me for the whole night. Because it was a reality. Fire of Jahannam is real. The qabr is real. So think about the qabr. Think about resurrection and the different forms of punishment. Inshallah, he will develop fear in his heart. In order to adopt taqwa, a person must think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and might during his youth. In young days, you think of Allah Ta'ala's power. Allah Ta'ala's might and power, that Allah can break me right now. He can break every bone in my body. Allah has the qudrat. He can make it happen. It can just happen all of a sudden. Do you know what? One car might just now drive through the wall. It happens. Drunken drivers, where they're not locking into. It just happened like that. And I'm just caught all of a sudden, off guard, doing the wrong thing. So that can happen also. Allah's power and might. So in the youth, you think of that. And about His mercy and beneficence during His old age. We just learned the taqwa is confined to two points, to abstain and to fear. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. I get opportunity. Shall we finish it, man? Just two pages left. We just finish it, inshallah. So where is taqwa? So Nabi Ali Salatu Salam said, Allah inna taqwa hauna wa shara ila sadrihi. The taqwa is here in the bosom, in your chest. And he pointed towards his chest. Taqwa is in here. Now, this also, don't misunderstand it. Our Honorable Ustaz Mr. Fateh Sahib Rahimullah explained to us. People say, well, taqwa is in my heart. My heart is clean. He said to Mahara Dil, black clean here, it's black clean. He says, taqwa is in the heart. What does he mean? The ladies say to her, I put my parda in my heart, put my pants in my heart, put everything in my heart. Man say also, I put my beard in my heart. I must show my taqwa. It's all got to do with the heart. Have a clean, good heart. Be good to humanity. Alhamdulillah, be a true human. As somebody for mankind, you're a good believer. You're a good human. So taqwa is in the heart. Why show everybody? Prophet Zakim Sahib will give that example, which we mentioned many a times, that the hadith are returning from Hajj. All like newborn babies. Gunas all maaf. Now they're landing. Kinshasa International, Owara Tambo, Saudi Airlines, and the pilot announces that, Ayyuhal Hujjaj, O Hujjaj Baytullah, MashaAllah, you've done Hajj, you're returning home. Kayyumin waladatu ummu, as if your mother gave birth to you today. No gunas, no sins. So we're landing right now, but together with this now, Saudi Airlines, as you know, we have the best wheels in the world. We have the best wheels in the world, we don't want to show off. So we're going to land without taking off the wheels. All Hajj will raise their hands, Ya Allah. Dua accepted. Tell this pilot, leave his tawazu, humility, and take out the wheels. He says, your humility and tawazu, leave it at home and take out the wheels. Others say in the same way, what we need to do, take out the beard from the heart, put it on the face. Take out the hijab from there, put it on the face. Take out the pants, put it on your body. Those things, you should be doing it. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say also, all that too, you know, put in your heart. Besides that, in the heart, you got cholesterol, you got pressure also, you got this illness, that illness, and then, you know, put all these things in the heart. There's no place there. Where it's supposed to be, put it there. Allah will love you for that. So, Mubarak, to that person who understands this, and he makes dua, Allah Ta'ala gives him the taqwa. So, this concept and this thought also, taqwa is in the heart. You don't have to be so pious. You don't have to be so pious. Rasulullah ﷺ pointed towards his chest and said, taqwa is here. If the entire body is trembling, but there is no taqwa in the heart, then it is nothing. In other words, the person is not abstaining from sins, but the body is trembling from the punishments. And this is not taqwa. Taqwa is when a person abstains from sins. When there is a desire to commit sins, and the desire is intense, a person must immediately complain against this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must say, O Allah, look, it is not listening to me. What? My heart, not listening to me. I know it is right, but it's not listening to me right now. So complain to Allah. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance will be with him. Or speak to Allah. Allah, is not listening right now. It's taking me in the wrong direction. Allah, you put it right. Reroute it right now to the right direction. If you adopt taqwa without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance, you will be defeated. We must seek Allah ta'ala's help. Allahumma inna nasta'inuka ala ta'atik. O Allah, we seek your assistance for obeying you. So taqwa is in the heart, and abstention and fear are also in the heart. Taqwa is there, abstention and fear also in the heart. The desire and demand to commit sin will certainly be experienced, but you must not act in the demands. Bring your will into action and seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever practices on the prescriptions of Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayh, inshallah, acquire the effulgence of taqwa and the eyes of his heart will open. The greater the demand to commit sin, the greater a person exposed to sin already in his youth. He saw haram things, now he's going to fight it. Till maut is a jihad, till maut. Once you involve in a guna and sin, you made tawbah, he's going to carry on coming. Now it's a jihad till your last breath. Allah Ta'ala keeps you clean. It will not just go out of the system like that. The greater the demand to commit sin, the greater the need for taqwa. On one side you have the self, on one side you have the self, the nafs, and shaitan attacking you. While on the other side you are only thinking whether you should save yourself or not. And how can you save yourself? Brother, take courage. Say, himmat karo. What do they say? Himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda. Himmat-e marda. When marda means a man. When man makes himmat and courage, madad-e khuda, Allah's help will come now. Now Allah will help you. You took the courage now, you went the right direction, Allah's help will come with you. So to allow yourself to practice in the demands of sins, take care of your weapons. That is courage and taqwa. You have two weapons. Courage and taqwa are your two weapons. Now use it. And fight shaitan and nafs. If you do this, you will be saved. A person cannot be saved merely by thinking. Maybe it will happen, I'm not sure. Now I'm going home, isha time, the cell phone is there. You got two weapons right now, use it. Use it now, chop all his desires right now, I'm going to slip away. Hand in the phone, put it off, and just dispense of it, and you say, Allah Ta'ala will save you. A hadith states that shaitan is our most ardent enemy, and he moves through your body just as blood flows through it. Seeking forgiveness is the only way of expelling shaitan. Seek forgiveness. The moment you say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh, he can't take this. That's why whole life he makes effort on you, and the last moment he makes istighfar, he stamps his foot. Ya Allah. He made tawbah. He left this world with tawbah, he can't take it. So much effort you made. That's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua in Arafah. Ya Allah, forgive the oppressor of my ummah. Forgive the oppressor. Forgive the murderer also. So, these duas were now suspended till Muzdalifah. Forgive the zalim, forgive the murderer also. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, when it came to Muzdalifah and he secured forgiveness of Allah for the murderer and the oppressor, when shaitan saw this, he stamped his feet and threw sand on his head. He said, finished. Whole life I'll make effort. And the last moment he'll make tawbah. My lifetime effort is wasted. Allah will forgive him. So once you say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh, I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Rabb, from every sin, and I turn in dependence to Him, shaitan will flee. They'll run away. And if you really want to, give the azan loudly. Give the azan loudly in your bedroom, on the way to home, give the azan. Shaitan will run away now. Taqwa of the body parts. The taqwa of the heart entails, what's taqwa of the heart? Entails disregarding the evil thoughts which enter the heart. Taqwa of the eyes entails abstaining from evil glances. Taqwa of the hands is to abstain from wronging anyone and abstaining from touching your private parts with lust. Taqwa, like Usman radiallahu anhu, you see, from the time he accepted Islam, he never touched his private part with his right hand, only the left hand. Our Hafiz Hansa Sahib Rahmatullahi, Hazrat his Khalifa also, Ulayda Smith, when speaking to the youth, he would say a very easy way to save yourself from masturbation and porn. He says, don't look at your private part. Don't look at your private part. The more you're going to look, the more it's going to play in your mind. When you go into the toilet, if you have to, quickly, besides that, don't even look at yourself. Once you start looking, then it flashes in the mind. Then it takes you away. Don't look at it. Abstain from it completely. Since your mind and heart will remain pure and clean. So it's a very easy way for a person to save himself. Taqwa of the legs and tails is not going towards sin. Taqwa of the ears means you must not listen to backbiting, ghibat, and you must also abstain from listening to music. They say music is actually the stepping stone to zina. From music you're going to zina. It will happen like that. With the zina of the eyes, zina of the hands, or zina itself because of music. And it brings hypocrisy in the heart. Taqwa of the tongue means you must not backbite anyone. And you must abstain from futile and useless conversations. No benefit. Taqwa of the stomach entails abstaining from eating what is unlawful. Taqwa of the face means that your face must not have the effulge, your face must have the nur of a beard. That's taqwa. Face as taqwa means I've got a full beard. That's taqwa of the face. Taqwa of the head means your hair must not be trimmed or kept against the orders of Sharia. Two lengths hair, dish haircut, whatever haircut they call it now. Alright? So that type was the taqwa of the head. That even my head has taqwa. My face has taqwa. My hands have taqwa. How should a person fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his heart? How should he fear Allah ta'ala with his eyes, ears, tongue, hands and legs? How should he fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his private parts? In short, how should he abstain from sins? All this has been explained by Hazrat Ji rahmatullah alayh. Finally, the person who wants to develop taqwa within himself, must think of Allah Ta'ala's torments and punishments every day. He must think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one who is very powerful in seizing and meeting out punishment. Inshallah, he will be blessed with taqwa. It is also necessary to remain in the company of the accepted and righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to develop taqwa and to maintain it. Because you see taqwa in them. When you see it, now you understand it. This is how you do it. This is how you stay pure and clean. So you stay in their company. It is only through righteous companionship that a person can preserve his taqwa. On your own, we can't do it. We need somebody who we can attach to, and then we stay with our taqwa. So whenever you experience the demand to commit a sin, abstain from it through your will. Do not act on the demand and do not think too much about it. Inshallah, you'll be blessed with taqwa. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with taqwa. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So we have just 2-3 days left, my dear brothers, 2-3 days to get this la'allakum tattaqoon. The taqwa comes into our heart, inshallah, for life. Till mort, Allah Ta'ala will make the decision that we have this taqwa, inshallah. That we live with taqwa wherever we are. And also Hazrat says also, that this taqwa and islah, sometimes we come right. And we feel, I achieved it. He said, these things are not achieved once off. You'll understand it, but it has to be maintained, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينِ. Right till your last breath. Many a time you feel, now I get my namaz right. He says, you will falter. It will go a little way off here and there. You've got to put it right again. Your dhikr, your Qur'an, tilawat. As the qaris also, the sanad and the certificate they got for qiraat was for the qiraat they read at that time. 10 years later it changes. So they have to continue practicing on the qiraat. Ah, it's still correct. So taqwa is the same also. Doesn't mean I have it once off and I got it now. I got it. It's continuous. The person has to continue making effort on it till his last breath. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. So make zikr and dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا أجلس بذلك بيعت جي put the light on جي who wants to take بيعت بيعت can come forward. One question might come to mind, what about the مستورات? They can't come for مجلس, but they can listen to the مجالس. Wherever the husband is going, wherever their hearts are, they can listen to the مجالس also. Like this also they preserve their taqwa, then they have company of some pious lady, right, who they can talk to, and also they can keep contact with the sheikh via their mahram men. They can't contact the sheikh directly. Via the men, they can keep contact like that to keep the taqwa also. So they, by listening to the bayans also, they can benefit, inshallah. In the khutbah, and you repeat those after me, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyiati a'malina. May yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء من أحب أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم repeat after me. Oh Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, especially the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of the akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires, and being unmindful of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times salah or jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes fard, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes fard, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila of the Chistiyya, the Naqshbandiyya, the Qadiriyya, and the Suharwardiyya. O Allah, through the barakat and blessings of all the buzruks, of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat as long as I live. Grant me an Islamic imani life just before mort. Grant me tawbatan nasuha, sincere tawbah. Grant me mort on imani kamil, perfect iman. Kalima shahadat wal afiyat salamat and izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in the company of the pious in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah. Send me a message and I'll send you the PDF, inshallah. But to the ma'amulat, we can go through the ma'amulat. Whatever we don't understand, we can ask, inshallah. Whatever we can manage, we can manage, and accordingly, we make mashwara, and then we move from there, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept it. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is a short muzakara in regards to how to make a zikr also, as taught to us by Honorable Shaykh, Abidabul Shaykh, the Barakatullah, to make the zikr of Allah. Which was taught to us by Hazakim Sahib Rahmatullahi also, that a person faces the Qibla and is making individual zikr, cross-legged facing the Qibla, and a person moves his body, not his head, his body, from the torso up, from his waist up. La ilaha, just a bit to the right, illallah to the left. La ilaha illallah, this way make the zikr of Allah. The whole body moves like how on a windy day, how the branches move, and how the long grass moves. In that way now, in the must and the mahabbat of Allah, he says, Ya Allah, there's no one for me besides you. There's no support of life besides you. So la ilaha, he moves the entire body to the right a bit and then to the left. When you take the name of Allah, there is no moving of the body. A person just focuses his mind and his head just tilted towards the left to the heart a bit. And then he says, Allah. As if there's a tongue in the heart, a tongue in his mouth, and everything around him is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how loud also, as we mentioned yesterday, just loud enough to hear myself. Here, in congregation, we do it a bit loud also, just for practice sake. But individually, not very loud, not very soft, just in between. This is how we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facing Qibla cross-legged. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، وأتم علينا نعمتك، واسبغ علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد. O Kareem Rahim Allah, open the locks of our hearts, O Allah, with your dhikr, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the treasures of the heart that you've kept within us, Ya Allah, we don't even know of them. Ya Allah, taqwa, iman, a'mal, modesty, and all the beautiful sifat that you have kept of iman. Ya Allah, open all these qualities upon our hearts, O Allah. Remove all the ill effects and all the desires, Ya Allah, that's breaking our taqwa, O Kareem Rahim Allah, our bad habits, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you clean them out, remove them completely, give us a sin-free life, O may Allah, without any disobedience. Make your obedience easy for us, O may Allah. Make your obedience easy for us, O may Allah. Make your disobedience difficult for us, O may Allah. Give us a life of iman and taqwa, iman and taqwa, and the company of the pious, O may Allah. Make us pious, O may Allah. Make our spouses pious. Our children in the environment around us, an environment of taqwa and iman, to preserve our iman and taqwa, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you want us to have taqwa. Ya Allah, make it easy for us. Ya Allah, we want to be pious. We want to become your friends, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst your friends, amongst your pious servants, O my Allah. Keep us in their company. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, the taj of wilayat. Ya Allah, the taj and crown of your friendship, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the strength. We don't have the taqwa. We don't have the iman. Ya Allah, we only have hopes in you. Ya Allah, that too you accept, O my Allah. We have niyats, O my Allah. You accept our niyats, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, give us a life of taqwa, of iman, in the company of the pious, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us with afiyat, sihat, and salamat, with good health. Ya Allah, to make your ibadat, O my Allah. Give us plenty of halal sustenance to spread in your path, Ya Allah. In your obedience, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from your disobedience, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq to make shukr to you, to thank you, not to be ungrateful to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, that we don't forget you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us your dhikr and yad every moment of our life. Teach us the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Give us love for the sunnah, amal upon the sunnah. Accept our life with the khidmat of sunnah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept our progenies, O my Allah. Save us from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, from hypocrisy, from bid'at. Save them, O my Allah. Create good environment, save them from bad company, O my Allah. Give us solid deen, your homes. Ya Allah, in the qabr, make it easy for us. Take us with iman. In the condition, you're happy with us. Make our qabr for us. Make it comfortable for us. Ya Allah, in the day of qiyamah, Ya Allah, be kind to us. Ya Allah, take us in
Ya Allah, take us into your special room, Ya Allah. May our gunas will not be exposed, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, keep us, Ya Allah, concealed in this world, at the time of maut, in akhirat. Keep us concealed, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Save us from all the vices of this world. Give us a pure, clean life, O my Allah. Let your deen be established in the world. Accept us for the khidmat of deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the duas that we have made, accept it. Tufail al-sidqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The duas we could not make, Ya Allah. That too give us, O my Allah. Give us more than we can expect, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Clothe the ummah, protect the ummah. Give them rahat, sukoon and chain. Give us afiyat, sihat and salamat. All those that are ailing and sick, O my Allah, in pain, Ya Allah, relieve them. Make it easy for them. Give them good health. Accept them, Ya Allah, for the khidmat of deen. All those that have been kind to us, Ya Allah, be kind to them. Ya Allah, make ihsan upon them, make ikram of them, of their families. Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim, give us the boundaries of this world, qabr and akhirat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin.